The Xfinity player breakdown on Vikings game plan this week is one of the very best linebackers in the NFL. In his second year from UCLA, he is Anthony Barr. Had a couple of forced fumbles and a sack in the victory over Atlanta. Welcome to the show. You played extremely fast in that Atlanta game. Do you think that was maybe your best overall game of the season?
I do not, believe it or not. I think I actually had a better game earlier in the season. It's one game I did feel like I left an impact on, was able to help the team get a win, and I'm happy about that.
He just takes a shot here from Anthony Barr.
They're intercepted by the Minnesota Vikings.
A swarm of purple buried him.
Anthony Barr with a big turnover.
What a great play by Anthony Barr, who I think is on the verge of becoming a great player in this league.
That means just because you splashed more in this Falcons game doesn't necessarily mean that it was the best, because Zimmer requires players to stay so schematically sound. That's probably what you mean, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think our defense is one which everyone has to do their job, and which enables the guy next to you to make a play. So I was able to make a couple splash plays, and those are the ones everyone will talk about, but the ones that nobody really talks about are the every down plays that you kind of go unnoticed.
When you ran down the rookie tailback Tevin Coleman,
he gets around the edge.
When did you know you had him and the ball?
Exum picks it up.
Tevin Coleman thinks he's scoring. Instead, Anthony Barr right there shows what hustle, effort, and speed can do for you.
I didn't know I was going to get to the ball. You know, I feel like I was going to go chase the guy and make the tackle. But once I got closer, I realized maybe it's not go for the tackle, it's just go for the ball. And I was fortunate enough to make a play.
What about the sack on Matt Ryan? When did you know you were able to get through and get him?
He takes the snap on fourth and one. Oh, he's split! And he's crushed by Anthony Barr on a strip sack. Anthony Barr, well done, young man.
Right away. I mean, they just left me untouched. The guard blocked down and left me free, which was probably a breakdown in protection, but I'll take it.
The Vikings take on the 6-5 Seattle Seahawks today. What's the Russell Wilson challenge like today?
Very good quarterback. He has one of the higher passer ratings in NFL right now. He does a great job of getting out of the pocket and getting his guys in position to make plays. So he's a dual threat, and it's going to take a full collective effort to slow him down.
Have you noticed, Anthony, with them that they spread it out a little more now? They go a little more fast break than they did earlier in the season?
Yeah, no, they definitely like to spread the defense out to open up some lanes in the run game. And it's going to be tough, you know, because you never really know if they're going to run or pass, because Russell has that dual threat capability. So it's going to be very important for us to keep our eyes on him at all times.
How does that play into your game, whether they spread it out or they go with a couple of tight ends, try to run Thomas Rawls?
I don't really care. No, I kind of prefer the spread out system. You know, I was raised in that, I guess you could say, coming from the Pac-12. So it's not going to scare me by any means, and I'll embrace the challenge, and I think that the defense will embrace the challenge as a whole.
Playing collegially at UCLA is his reference. What is it like for somebody who spent the majority of their life in California handling the Minnesota winter?
It's interesting. You know, I've definitely had my fair share of run-ins with the cold. So driving is still something I'm still learning. I take an Uber as often as possible. But I'm embracing that challenge as well.
They've got some young guys in this team that are on the verge of becoming flat-out stars in this league.
Fresh set of downs for Stafford. Pressure. Oh, he's thrown to the ground by Kendricks before he even got back.
What about fellow Bruin Eric Kendricks? How's he coming along in his rookie season?
I think he's done a great job for us. Man in the middle of the field, has the middle linebacker, and then coming in at the back in the nickel package. He's doing a great job, a very athletic and very tough guy. Underrated in terms of how smart he is and how much he loves the game. So I think that passion kind of rubs off on everybody, and he's done a good job for us.
What has it been like for you working with head coach Mike Zimmer?
It's been a great time. You know, obviously he's a very intense guy, and he demands a lot out of his players, but I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I expect him to push myself as well as everybody else, and I think everybody has responded well to his coaching.